Hello, my name is Norman Rose. The Elephant's Child by Rudyard Kipling is one of many that Mr. Kipling called just-so stories. Why did he call them just-so stories? Well, Mr. Kipling liked to think that all the events and adventures that happened in these stories happened just so. And of all the stories he wrote for children, the just-so stories were his favorites because they were written for his children, especially for his daughter, Josephine, his best beloved. Mr. Kipling believed that these stories should be read aloud, and I quite agree, because there is a magic sound to his words. And so, best beloved, let us begin the story of the Elephant's Child. In the high and far-off times, the elephant, O best beloved, had no trunk. He had only a blackish, bulgy nose, as big as a boot, that he could wriggle about from side to side. But he couldn't pick up things with it. But there was one elephant, a new elephant, an elephant's child, who was full of satiable curiosity, and that means he asked ever so many questions. And he lived in Africa, and he filled all Africa with his satiable curiosities. He asked his tall aunt, the ostrich, why her tail feathers grew just so, and his tall aunt, the ostrich, spanked him with her hard, hard claw. He asked his tall uncle, the giraffe, what made his skin spotty, and his tall uncle, the giraffe, spanked him with his hard, hard hoof. And still he was full of satiable curiosity. He asked his broad aunt, the hippopotamus, why her eyes were red. And his broad aunt, the hippopotamus, spanked him with her broad, broad hoof. And he asked his hairy uncle, the baboon, why melons tasted just so. And his hairy uncle, the baboon, spanked him with his hairy, hairy paw. And still, he was full of satiable curiosity. He asked questions about everything that he saw, or heard, or felt, or smelt, or touched. And all his uncles and his aunts spanked him. And still, he was full of satiable curiosity. One fine morning, in the middle of the precession of the equinoxes, this satiable elephant's child asked a new fine question that he had never asked before. He asked, "What does the crocodile have for dinner?" Then everybody said, "Hush!" in a loud and dreadful tone, and they spanked him immediately and directly, without stopping, for a long time. By and by, when that was finished, he came upon Kolo Kolo Bird sitting in the middle of a wait-a-bit thorn bush. And he said, "My father has spanked me, and my mother has spanked me. All my aunts and uncles have spanked me for my satiable curiosity. And still, I want to know what the crocodile has for dinner." Then Cola Cola Bird said, with a mournful cry, "Go to the banks of the great gray-green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees, and find out." That very next morning, when there was nothing left of the equinoxes because the procession had proceeded according to precedent, this satiable elephant's child took 100 pounds of bananas, the little short red kind, and 100 pounds of sugar cane, the long purple kind, and 17 melons, the green crackly kind, and said to all his dear families, "Goodbye. I'm going to the great gray-green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees, to find out what the crocodile has for dinner." And they all spanked him once more, for luck, though he asked them most politely to stop. Then he went away, a little warm, but not at all astonished, eating melons and throwing the rind about because he could not pick it up. He went from Grahamstown to Kimberley, and from Kimberley to Kama's country. And from Kama's country he went east by north, eating melons all the time, till at last he came to the banks of the great gray-green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees, precisely as Cola Cola Bird had said. Now you must know and understand, O best beloved, that till that very week and day and hour and minute, this satiable elephant's child had never seen a crocodile and did not know what one was like. It was all his satiable curiosity. The first thing that he found was a bicolored python rock snake curled round a rock. "Excuse me," said the elephant's child, most politely, "but have you seen such a thing as a crocodile in these promiscuous parts?" "Have I seen a crocodile?" said the bicolored python rock snake in a voice of dreadful scorn. "What will you ask me next?" "Excuse me," said the elephant's child, "but could you kindly tell me what he has for dinner?" Then the bicolored python rock snake uncoiled himself very quickly from the rock and spanked the elephant's child with his scalesome, flailsome tail. "That is odd," said the elephant's child, "because my father and my mother and my uncle and my aunt, not to mention my other aunt, the hippopotamus, and my other uncle, the baboon, have all spanked me for my satiable curiosity. And I suppose this is the same thing." So he said goodbye very politely to the bicolored python rock snake and helped to coil him up on the rock again and went on, a little warm but not at all astonished, eating melons and throwing the rind about because he could not pick it up, till he trod on what he thought was a log of wood at the very edge of the great gray-green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees. But it was really the crocodile, oh best beloved. And the crocodile winked one eye, like this. "Excuse me," said the elephant's child, most politely, "but do you happen to have seen a crocodile in these promiscuous parts?" Then the crocodile winked the other eye and lifted half his tail out of the mud. And the elephant's child stepped back, most politely, because he did not wish to be spanked again.
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile. "Why do you ask such things?"
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child, most politely, "but my father has spanked me. My mother has spanked me. Not to mention my tall aunt, the ostrich. And my tall uncle, the giraffe, who can kick ever so hard. As well as my broad aunt, the hippopotamus. And my hairy uncle, the baboon. And including the bicolored python rock snake with the scalesome, flailsome tail just up the bank, who spanks harder than any of them. And so, if it's quite all the same to you, I don't want to be spanked any more."
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile, "for I am the crocodile."
And he wept crocodile tears to show it was quite true. Then the elephant's child grew all breathless and panted and kneeled down on the bank and said,
"You are the very person I have been looking for all these long days. Will you please tell me what you have for dinner?"
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile, "and I'll whisper."
Now, if you'll turn the record over, I'll continue the story.